Manu Patra-Rulath dated 12 May 2020. Supreme Court has directed the centre to do the needful in a petition seeking immediate repatriation of a pregnant woman from the United States of America via the scheduled 13 May, 2020 Air India flight. Delhi High Court has suspended the operation of the 4 May, 2020 order of the Controller General of Patents, Designs and Trademarks, which had directed litigants and advocates to complete various acts proceedings, filing of any reply document, payment of fees, etc. in the matter of any intellectual property applications actions by the 18 May, 2020. Delhi High Court has noted that the period of 14 days, as stipulated in the home quarantine guidelines of the 14 March, 2020 and the COVID-19 regulations of 2020, are not mandatory, but is intended to serve a general guideline. Delhi High Court has granted interim protection from any coercive action to Zafarul Islam Khan, the chief of the Delhi Minorities Commission. Delhi High Court has asked the central government and Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, to file affidavits in a petition challenging the provision of 27% reservations to the persons belonging to OBC category in post-graduation courses in central educational institutions, specifically in JNU. Bombay High Court has decided to exempt all the judges of subordinate courts in Maharashtra, Goa, Union Territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu from wearing both the black coat and gown, whereas lawyers appearing before them have been exempt from wearing black coats. It has been clarified that the judges may wear either the coat or the gown while occupying the dais. Allahabad High Court has allowed a law student to obtain a laptop from outside the jail precincts to enable him to appear in the online quiz examination conducted by this university. Kerala High Court has sought a statement from the central government on the data privacy safeguards of the Arogya Setu, the contact tracing app developed by the National Health Informatics Centre amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Supreme Court has ordered immediate setting up of a high-powered committee led by the Home Secretary to examine the feasibility of providing 4G services in Jammu and Kashmir, or at least in trouble-free areas. In a development that means restrictions on high-speed internet will remain in place for now. Supreme Court has resumed the practice of constituting single-judge benches to hear pleas for bail and anticipatory bail in cases which carry jail terms of up to 7 years, besides applications for transfer of cases. Supreme Court has sought the Union Government's response in petitions on whether micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, workers voluntarily abstaining from work during the lockdown should be paid full wages by the 15 May, 2020. Supreme Court has said that it can rule on religious rights without referring to the facts of a case while deciding pure questions of law, especially those related to interpretation of the provisions of the Constitution of India, 1949. Supreme Court has dismissed the special leave petitions filed by Arvind Mewar and others, challenging the Calcutta High Court order restraining three Madhav Prasad Birla Group companies from publishing voting results of the annual general meeting, AGM, held in August 2019. Supreme Court has set aside the blanket ban imposed by the National Green Tribunal on organizing social functions like marriages and other events in Sisodia Rani Ki Bagh, an 18th century historical site near Jaipur, Rajasthan. Bombay High Court has asked the Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai to file its reply in a writ petition filed by Mumbai resident Pradeep Gandhi challenging the permission given by Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, to use three cemeteries in Bandra for burial of victims of COVID-19. Allahabad High Court has sought a detailed report from the state government regarding the availability of requisite medical equipments and adequate number of health workers in government hospitals to deal with the COVID-19 situation. Madras High Court has denied bail to a robbery accused that has been in custody for almost 2 months. The court has further observed that there would be more chances of crimes like robbery, post-lockdown being lifted, as individual income has suffered. Madras High Court has stipulated by way of condition while granting bail to a COVID-affected Islamic preacher, along with 11 Indonesian citizens, of engaging in propagating the Islamic religion in the state, consequently spreading the virus to the residents in the vicinity. Karnataka High Court has said that trial court cannot defer hearing of bail application, stating that it is not a case of extreme urgency without going into the merits of the matter. Karnataka High Court had decided on an experimental basis to allow physical filing of new cases on 13th, 14th and 15th of May, 2020 from 11:00 a.m. onwards. Karnataka High Court has issued notice to the state government and Karnataka State Bar Council seeking their reply to a petition filed by the Karnataka State Level Advocates Clerks Association seeking directions to provide financial aid to its members who, due to the closing of courts, are left with no work and thus have no source of income during the lockdown.